glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Thank you for joining us for this Thursday, June 2nd edition of Mark and Friends. I'm Tim Nelson, coming to you from the WLUJ Great News Media Studios at 600 West Mason Street in Springfield. Jesus shows us what greatness is. He best loved people by serving them. May we continually be open to let God soften our hearts and give us the desire and direction to help others within our reach. Scripture says in the book of Philippians chapter 2, if you've gotten anything at all out of following Christ, if His love has made any difference in your life, if being in a community of the Spirit means anything to you, if you have a heart, if you care, then do me a favor. Agree with each other. Love each other. Be deep-spirited friends. Don't push your way to the front. Don't sweet-talk your way to the top. Put yourself aside and help others get ahead. Don't be obsessed with getting your own advantage. Forget yourselves long enough to lend a helping hand. From Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 and 4, from the Message paraphrase.
When I am down, and oh my soul so weary, when troubles come, and my heart burden be, then I am still, and wait here in the silence, until you come. And sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shore.
More than I can be.
The impossible canyon that sin has caused between us and God is only bridged by one thing, the person and work of Jesus. There's simply no other bridge. Isn't it wonderful to know that we don't have to clean ourselves up in an attempt to be acceptable with God? Jesus fully and completely paid for our sins on the cross, that we may know Him in the midst of all the turmoil that's going on around us in our everyday, and for eternity, where we'll see Him face to face. Actress Candace Cameron Bure from Full House says the key to finding personal peace is to learn the difference between joy and happiness and to rest in God's promises even when circumstances change. Her brother, Kirk Cameron, has his own TVN series, Takeaways, and Kirk joked that his sister takes joy supplements every morning. Candace says, though she's not always happy on the inside, she's always filled with joy from God. There are days, she said, when she may be unhappy, very unhappy at times, because the things going on around me might not be great, she says, but I still have joy on the inside of me, because joy is never dependent on my circumstances, and the joy that I have as a believer and a Christian doesn't come from my circumstances at all, but from God.
I am surrounded on every side, can't see the light but I am persuaded beyond all hope you won't let go of me. I stake my claim on every word you say. You will not be late. I will sing through fire and thunder, 'cause you are on my side. I trust you with my life. I know my story, it isn't over. Even against all odds, you are faithful God. You're faithful God.
The darkest of weather, though I can't see, I still believe you're good. So I'm moving forward through crashing.
Jeremiah saw nothing but obstacles. Thinking about the assignments God was giving him, he felt inadequate, lacking the skill he needed. God appointed him to be a prophet, but Jeremiah felt incapable of accomplishing God's assignments. God knew his limits, but wasn't concerned about that. Jeremiah just needed to be faithful, trust God, and be confident he would provide all that he needed. These same principles are true for you and me. God has given you unique assignments. You may face obstacles, uncertainties, and difficult tasks. You may feel overwhelmed and unprepared. But remember this, they're just opportunities to trust God.
Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows come? Should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is he.
glad I learned to trust him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that he is with me, will be with me to the end. And I sing because I'm happy. And I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, for grace to trust him more.
And I know he watches me.
We reach into the Great News Media mailbag on this Thursday, the 2nd of June. See a letter here from Terry from Fisher. She says, "Dear friends, just want to thank you for all your programs. Some of the preachers are providing meat so we can get off of milk," she says. "They're helping me move from being a baby Christian into maturity and hopefully one who never neglects the great salvation we've been given. I'm praying for you to continue to be blessed in the radio ministry of Great News Radio." She signs it, "Because of Jesus, Terry." Hello to Mary from Monticello. She says, "Thanks for all you do with the radio stations. And here are some specific prayer requests. Could you pray over them?" And thank you, Mary. Yep, we pass those along to our prayer team, and they do that on a regular basis. In fact, share your prayer requests with us if you would. If you haven't done so or you've done so in the past, please always feel free to do that. Go online to greatnewsradio.org or WLUJ.org, and all the contact information is there. To give us a call, drop us a letter in the mail, or send it to us electronically there, online, whichever way you prefer. Here's a note from Jerry in Springfield. Happy 35th anniversary to WLUJ. May the Lord bless you in the radio ministry and spreading the salvation message in Christ's love. Jerry. Well, thank you for listening to this Thursday edition of Mark and Friends from Great News Media. I'm Tim Nelson. Have a great rest of the day, and be sure to be back here tomorrow for the live in-studio version of Mark and Friends with Pastor Jason Schiffo and Mark. That's always a great program. Tomorrow at 7:32 a.m. and the rebroadcast at 7:32 p.m. on this Great News Media station.
me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. Help me find the way. Bring me back to you.